AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is sanctioning a major China-based oil refinery and about 40 shipping companies. It's part of a campaign to cut off Iran's oil exports. Iran's foreign minister has arrived in Pakistan to talk about the war with the U.S. And White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner will be going to Pakistan.
We've certainly seen some progress from the Iranian side in the last couple of days. Again, the president has made the decision to send Stephen Jared to hear the Iranians out.
Leavitt was asked if J.D. Vance will be there.
The vice president, I understand, is on standby and will be willing to dispatch to Pakistan if we feel it's a necessary use of his time.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he will not speculate about reports saying it will likely take 6 months to clear all mines from the Strait of Hormuz.
We feel confident in our ability in the correct period of time to clear any mines that we identify. And would encourage other countries to be a part of such an effort as well.
There is a development in Florida in the search for two missing University of South Florida students, Zamil Limon and Nahida Bristy.
The human remains that we were discovered this morning was one body, and that has been positively identified to Zamil. We are still actively searching for Nahida.
A roommate has been taken into custody in Florida. Limon and Bristy were a couple from Bangladesh. The Justice Department will adopt firing squad as a permitted method of execution as the Trump administration moves to ramp up and expedite capital punishment cases. The Justice Department is also reauthorizing the use of single drug lethal injections that were used to carry out 13 executions during the first Trump administration, more than under any president in modern history. More information at apnews.com. On Wall Street, in late-day trading, stocks are mixed. The Dow is lower. Oil prices are higher. This is AP News. The AP's Donna Warder reports avoiding the Strait of Hormuz during the Iran war has become very expensive for some businesses.
With the Strait of Hormuz effectively closed because of the U.S. and Iran's bottlenecking of the key shipping route, businesses have spent as much as $4 million to move boats through the Panama Canal. Passage through the waterway is usually a flat rate with reservations. Companies without reservations can cross by paying an additional fee in an auction for slots awarded to the highest bidder. Canal Administrator Ricuarte Vasquez says the current average price is about $400,000 to $425,000. He acknowledges that one company paid an extra $4 million when its fuel vessel had to change its destination, but he says that's not the norm, and he calls that an extreme case. And he says the increased costs are a temporary toll. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.